once again at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois, and just finished up the Bayer Crop Science luncheon, media luncheon, and had a chance to sit down with Brad May, who worked with the seed growth. First of all, Brad, tell me a little bit about your role with Bayer.
I'm the seed growth business lead. And what seed growth is seed treatments, but seed growth kind of stands for our four competencies of products, equipment, coding, and services. So I lead all four of those areas.
Well, let's kind of briefly touch on each one of those areas and kind of break them down for the producer and grower and how that benefits them.
Okay, sure. So let's start with products. So in the seed growth area, we believe that the products, innovation products, is where we start with. And one of our newest innovations is the Poncho Votivo. And we've been launching it in corn, and we're now launching it into soybeans. And it controls insects and nematodes. And it's a combination of an insecticide and a biologic. And probably the neatest thing it does is once you use it, the crop establishment is there, and you get higher yields. And not just... you know, there's a lot of people will tell you get higher yields, but we consistently get higher yields, and that's probably the most important thing. Another really neat new product that's going on is our sudden death syndrome product that we're going to launch in 2015. That's, as you know, I think sudden death syndrome is probably one of the top four diseases, and you never know when you're going to get it. It's a late season disease in soybeans, and if you can actually put it on at seed treatment time, and it's as a fungicide, and not have to worry about it, I think that's going to give you a really nice peace of mind as far as our products are concerned. And then our other newest product is our Evergoal Energy that we're launching this fall in wheat. And that can control almost the bulk of your fungicide diseases or your diseases in the wheat. So a lot of new things as far as products are concerned. As far as equipment is concerned, if you're here at the show, you could see our on-demand system that's sitting out on the floor. And wow, it's pretty cool because what it brings is accuracy, efficiency, and speed. And if you're a person who's ever treated seed and you know how it is to slurry it up, put it together, make the calibrations, figure it all out, and then treat the seed through a continuous treater, you know that's a lot of work. But with our treater, it's actually a system that's hooked onto the continuous treater, and it's actually got a touch screen, just like your phone. You can get the recipes driven from the cloud that we have. They're off the label, and you can have differentiation, so you can get what kind of recipe you need for the disease problem or insecticide problem, like if you need Poncho Votivo or Evergoal Energy, it's there, and you can have those. And these products are actually used neat. So a lot of people, well, what do you mean by neat? So I don't know if any of you guys are whiskey drinkers out there, but, you know, if you get whiskey neat, it's straight whiskey. Okay. But what we actually got is our products are sitting on a weight loss system, and they're singular. Each product is single, and we can apply it straight to the seed, and we don't need very much water actually to use it. Now, we do have an extra tank for inoculants or any other products that you might use, but this is a weight loss system that probably calibrates at about 1/100th of a time. The neat thing about it is the accuracy, because if it's calibrating that much, and if you have a problem, what happens is it shuts the whole system down. Now, that might scare you at first, but how would you like to actually have made a whole slurry of product, used it, found out you did something wrong, and you have to dispose of that seed? This way you don't. It stops it right there, all the other seed is good, and you're ready to go. As I just talked about, we have our new innovations in our equipment, and I can pretty well assure you our products and equipment will work together very efficiently. The other competency, our third competency, is coatings. And you've heard about our coatings are used in seed company plants, and that helps them go through the treaters. And it's very important that you go through these treaters. And so when you're working with them, they need it to flow through the treater. And they also, when it's done, they kind of like it to look good. So the aesthetics is important, right? But a coating has to work sort of like a sticky note. Right. It's kind of glue, but you got to be able to rip it off, you know, stick, but pull it off. Well, a coating kind of got to be able to stick, hold our seed treatment in, but when it gets in the ground, gets a little moisture, it's got to come off and work. So that's where our coatings work as well. And they also have to be well enough to go through the planter as well. So when the farmer has it in their planter, you want to be able to go through the plant, go through the field, plant. You don't need any doubles. You don't need any skips. You want it to go through. And we test these things. So we test it in our labs. If there's high humidity like today, because what is it now? 110 degree index. We want to be able to assure you could plant if it was a day like today. So we really test it with our products through our equipment to make sure that happens. And the last thing is our service. So we have 10 seed growth centers worldwide, and one of them is here in Shakopee, Minnesota. And what they do is they help, we bring people in to train for applications. We bring people in just to train them on seed treatments. We talk about how these four competencies can work. We also bring in growers if they need to come in so that they can actually see how these things all work together and pull together. So our service centers are just an integral part of all pulling it together.
Obviously, seeds are the fundamental part of everything we do, because without those, we have no end product. The ag industry is changing dramatically, whether it be climate change or drought and then floods, technology, the growth in human population and the demand for food. How does that affect Bayer as a whole, and how are you guys trying to address those changes?
When we look at that and we try to assess that whole thing, if you look at technology, I'll just give you an example. I know you can't see me, but 50 years ago, there was about 3 billion people. Today, there's about 7 billion people. And we're able actually to grow enough food, to have a surplus of food on less arable land, right? So it's technology that does that. So we bring in technology with seeds, with traits, with seed growth products, and we actually... we have our fungicides and our insecticides. If you understand pesticides, when you use them, they actually improve the yields by 50%. So it's a phenomenal products, these technologies that we need to make the amount of food that we need to grow. I'll give you an example. I went to the American Soybean Association, and we were talking, and they were talking about China, right? And I thought, and I'm listening, and I got, and it kind of gave me a wow part, and I'm going, wow, because they were talking about how they look at things. We look at things from the U.S. side as human rights, right? And they kind of look at it a pragmatic way about just feeding the people and basic minerals, simple things. And really, technology is what's going to be able to do that for them. So it's those are kind of the really strong messages that when you pull human rights together and pragmatization that drive us to make sure that we, you know, can help feed the world.
Well, bringing it back here to Farm Progress Show, luckily we are sitting here in an air-conditioned Big Bear tent, so if you have the chance next year to be jealous that you're not here at the Bear booth, because it's wonderful outside, and you mentioned the 110 degree heat index outside. What are people and visitors, growers from across the Midwest able to take in with the Bayer tent here at Farm Progress Show?
Oh, so the Bayer tent has our on-demand system. It has a display on our Poncho Votivo. It has our herbicides, all of it displays on the herbicide. And we have our One World Feed display. So, you know, we don't just talk it. We actually live it, and we have the volunteerism for that, and we try to bring everybody into that. We have all of our insecticide people here, and we have all our fungicide people. I'm telling you what, if you come to the booth, you're going to see probably 100 some Bear people willing to help you understand what it means to produce crops.
Well, thank you so much, Brad. Once again, talking with Brad May about seed growth, and his enthusiasm for the product and the industry definitely shows through his voice and through his face while interviewing. So thank you for taking a few minutes. Once again, talking with Brad May at the Bayer booth at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Jamie Johansson.